music by Ricky.
It's the IMAX of podcasts.
Oh boy, it's not only the IMAX of podcast Corp. Today's a very special day. It's a day of firsts. Would you like to parlay to the listener what this first might be?
I can try.
I believe in you, Gorb.
Oh boy, here we go. It's
Corky believes in me.
I know. Grog Cinematic Edition, which I
Oh, for the
believe
first time
for
ever.
the first time ever, I think. Yes. Yes.
Probably.
Probably. I will have to check
The
that.
first official Grog
Yeah, so standard Grog format. And then we
Cinematic Edition.
standard cinematic format. You kind of just layer them on top of each other. That's
Yeah, there you go.
how I'm here to work.
Four 15-minute rounds of grog.
Straight grog, grogging all day.
Oh, that's what I say, grogging all day.
We got it.
What do you have a question, Gorg?
I do have a question. All
Okay,
right.
hit me. Is
Give
this
me an
one of
over
your
under.
pre-prepped Gorg ar Gorg? Oh no, it's your nemesis, Gorg.
That should have been one of our items. Can we change that? Can
Gorg
you make that a 21? Can you make Gorg and
Zorg.
Zorg a 21?
Yes.
My
I'm
question,
scared.
while you're doing that, is
Yeah.
tell when was the first recorded written instance of Portuguese,
Oh, God.
like not Latin, but like full Portuguese, like not
Recorded like in
Spanish.
written form or in like audio form?
I'm pretty sure it's going to be a date before they had audio, but
Well, we need to clarify what sort of written form, Gorb.
like you have written Latin, but you also have written Italian,
I know what
written.
writing is.
Wait, what was the question?
The first recording.
The first recorded, the date of the first recorded written Portuguese.
Okay,
That's why it's going
okay.
to be an over under.
Oh, Christ, why did you do this?
I thought about it while
Okay, I
cooking
don't
dinner
like
on
it
the
when you think.
gore. What's up?
I said I don't like it when you think.
Neither do I, my friend.
Okay, first written Portuguese.
Yeah, that's my guess.
I'm gonna go. Oh God.
All right, it's tough, right? You're like, when did it stop being
50.
Latin?
No, the year 20 AD. That's my guess.
Oh, Zorb.
I told you, why did you pick this question?
Okay, well, for what
I
it's
take it
worth,
back. That was a joke.
you want to? I'll give you
You
another
guess
guess while
first,
you
and then
run.
I'll try.
What'd you say?
You guess first, and then I'll try.
No, you don't get to guess first after I guess. You get to take one more
Oh.
shot first.
Oh,
If you
God.
want, or you can stick with
This
20
will
AD.
only make it worse.
This is like Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, except Deal or No Deal, can you deal with not knowing anything?
My guess is gonna be let's go 900 AD. That's gonna be
Oh,
my guess.
Christ. I don't know how long the Portuguese have been existing.
Well,
Oh, rigged Gorb questions.
rigged. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Let's do the question music.
Oh boy, here we go. Let's get a Googling.
Oh, God. So when I said 20 AD, I meant like 1220 AD.
You sure about
Okay, Gorb, you
that?
win. Let's move on.
For reference, Portuguese was officially declared a common language by King. I don't speak Portuguese. That's probably Dennis. in 1290 AD. So we were both pretty far off
I'm
for what
so
it's worth.
oh yeah, thank you for making me feel better.
So how does this work? Am I
I'm
guess I'm
so
given prompt.
destroyed.
I'm given prompt and I'm getting to decide whether I go first and final or second
No,
and
first and third or second and fourth.
first and third and second
See,
and
I know
fourth.
things.
Okay.
I know some things,
Yeah, that's fair.
right?
Okay. Yeah, you got no, you know stuff. Everybody knows stuff.
Oh.
Okay, so I am gonna choose, and if I choose second and third, or if I choose
If you
first and
choose second
final,
and fourth, then we're rolling for my items first.
yeah, and if I choose first and final, then you give the prompt, right? That's how it works, right?
Yeah,
All
probably.
right, sure. You know what? I'm feeling a second and third. That's what I'm feeling.
A
Wait,
second
what?
and fourth.
Fuck. Hold on, give me a second. Play
I
that
feel
theme
so
music
much
one
better
more
now because you don't know
time.
numbers.
I'm not. Math hurts.
That sounds like a PSA.
It does. That should have been another item.
Yeah, there you
I'm
go.
playing it too fast and loose here. I'm gonna go first and third. That's what
Okay,
I'm
first and
calling
third.
it. First and third. Dude, should we
Hi,
roll
Gorb.
for genre? I can roll and you tell
Okay,
me.
roll
I
it
can
for
do
genre,
that.
and I will pronounce.
You will pronounce the genre of said story. Hold up. Okay. We're gonna roll.
We rolling.
We rolling. Hold on. I gotta set a die, make it oh, okay, there you go. Okay, well that's snazzy. Anyway, roll for genre. We got a 16. What is it?
16 is space
16.
opera.
Oh, classics. I'm just waiting until we get Bloodsport. I really want Bloodsport. Okay,
Okay.
16.
Alrighty, Gorb. I'm gonna roll for your items.
For my three items. Okay.
Yes. Okay, your first item, Gorb,
Okay.
is 20.
20. Oh God, hair transplants, but for dogs.
It. Okay, your second item is 12.
12. Yuppie Doobles O'Shamally character. All
Okay, and
right.
your third item
My third item.
is 14.
14. 14. A doctor, but only for goats.
Oh, perfect.
Boy.
Okay. Okay, let
Well,
me
yeah,
change
so
your
what is
timer
it?
that's been ready the whole time.
Yeah, so 15 minutes, and you're going to give me a prompt, right?
I'm gonna give you a prompt, and it's gonna be when or why can't you stop the crying waterfall?
Am I good to go?
You're on.
I'm on. Okay.
15 minutes on the clock.
Why can't you stop the crying waterfall? What a great question for this. What was it? Space opera theme story. And so, why can't you not stop the crying
Why can't you
waterfall?
stop?
Why
Not why
can't.
can't you not stop?
It's a double negative. It's fine. Why can't you stop a crying waterfall or the crying waterfall?
The
The
crying
crying
waterfall.
waterfall. Yeah, I mean it is such a profound question.
It really
It
is.
is, you know, and to really elaborate on that, I might have to lay down a little lore since we're going for a cinematic edition. We'll have time. We can build this up.
Yeah.
Going first, I'll lay down some lore.
Yeah.
You know, this story starts with a reasonably young man.
Define reasonably young.
He's only about 156.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what year are we talking about?
You mean Earth Standard?
Earth Standard Time.
2874.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a bit of ways, you know, you
It's
Earthlings, you'll have some
a
time.
tragic time.
Well, I mean, in 2028,
Depends on
70,
where you are.
yeah, no, I mean, this is over 800 years after the fall of the Herbal Mate. Things have gotten better again, kind of.
Finally, we've recovered.
Most of the world is like almost at par with Azerbaijan now, right? Look
Yeah.
at us picking up from where we left off
I
last
know,
time.
right?
Yep. And you know, space travel, it's a reality, and not just like to the moon, but to like further places.
Which further places, Corp?
Do you want do well, I can list like the top three tourist
What are the
destinations.
top three further places in
In
2874?
2874, the top, if you're gonna book like regular,
Like a vacay?
yeah, like just economy space flight, top destinations are, boom, first one, Mars, casinos and gambling.
Oh,
Yep.
yes.
Standard. Everybody, I mean, it's just, it's like,
They rip you off a little less.
I mean, well, by 2700, Mars is basically to the solar system what Atlantic City is to New York for
Yeah.
those. Yeah, you know, it's
That
like if you
tracks.
really are going to go for broke, you go to the one on Pluto. But that's like if you're an East Coast guy, you don't have to fly all the way to Vegas. You're just going to do
Yeah.
Atlantic City. So Mars is pretty popular. That was the first one. Second most popular destination is, you know, that planet in Alien where they find the aliens?
The alien planet.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's
That has a
the,
name.
they call it the, you know, it's locally, it's called,
LV-426.
oh yeah, well that's the code name, you know, for
Yeah.
it. Like, you know, air traffic, space traffic control calls it that. Colloquially, it's called Shpiku Piku, which,
Shmeepu-peeku.
Shpiku Piku, which in the native, you know, Earth settler dialect means lander where everything dies.
Okay, but like, how is that the number two place to go,
Well, great question.
though? Mm-hmm.
There's a place. It's really not. There's more so just like a small
Like a
satellite
fenced off
moon.
area?
No, so there's just like, you know how the Earth has a moon and you can like see the Earth from the moon, but you don't like
Yeah.
have to touch it?
Yeah.
L1V74 or Shpiku Shpiku also has a moon. And you know,
You
if
can
you,
observe the terror below
yeah,
at,
you can. And so like on
they have like really
occasion,
good telescopes or something.
yeah, I mean, no, yeah, I mean, it's there's not a lot of clouds. You know, on the movie, it seems like there's a lot of clouds, but it's just an off day.
Yeah.
Mostly, it's pretty clear.
Sometimes the clouds are just the dust of
Yeah,
blood
and
thrown
then
up by the xenomorphs.
they have a game show that runs. So most of the people go to the moon of Shpiku Piku, which is where you can kind of watch the one of the universe's currently most famous game shows, which is Try and Stop Crying Mountain.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a bold title, but really what happens is, you know, they just set you up on Twitch. It's like a futuristic GoPro. It's so tiny you don't even see it. But
Yeah.
Twitch is still around though. And then, you know, they just drop you on the planet.
Yeah. So among the xenomorphs, you're
Oh
just
yeah, it's
try
just
and
that.
survive.
Yeah, that's number two destination. Yeah. Well, I mean, number two destination is the
Do
moon,
people
but
volunteer for Try and Stop Crying Mountain, and why is it
well,
called
so
that?
if you win, and
How do
in this
you win?
great question.
You're just gonna die.
No, so there is, so where they drop you on Shpiku Piku, really?
Yeah.
All right, so there's a, it's, you know, it's probably near the equator. The whole planet is kind of just a swirling hellscape of sulfur and violence, but
Yeah.
it's on the equator, and that swirling hellscape is where they drop you.
Yeah.
And about probably like, give or take, 500 miles as the crow flies, there is a facility called Crying Mount, Crying Waterfall, or whatever, Crying Mountain. I don't remember
Yeah,
what I
Crag
said.
Mountain, yeah.
Crying Mountain, yeah, it's Crying Mountain. If you can get there, there's an escape pod which will take you back to the moon, where you can just watch the show. And then you get like a cash prize.
I assume it's got to be a pretty good cash prize.
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah.
It's like
Are there any other
it's
advantages? Do you get to
40
like
giga
meet
shekels.
somebody or
What's up?
do you get to meet somebody? Are there any other advantages?
What do you mean, besides the 40 giga shekels you get if you win?
Oh, I mean, I assume you'd get to meet like Mr. Frampples or something.
No, I mean, unless he's one of the other contestants and you may stumble upon his corpse. Things take a really long time to decay there. But
Here's who
it's
I was
pretty.
gunning to win.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you do win, it's 40 giga shekels. And they've had like three winners in the
Yeah.
past 200 years, so it can happen. And then for our most popular destination, right, in the year 2874, is Baby Sun.
Yeah, baby son.
Baby Sun. I
Of
love Baby
course.
Sun. I can, oh my God. It's like the best. So, Baby Sun, for those of you who haven't lived in the future yet,
Yeah.
it's like the sun, but it's smaller.
Yeah, it's baby
And
son.
its general solar storm flare features make it look like the baby sun from Teletubbies. It looks like it has a
Oh,
human baby face sometimes.
it's so cute.
It can be, it's cute. It can be disconcerting, but as long as you're far enough away, it seems cute.
It's kind of like, as opposed to the Mars casinos, it's more like Smiku Piku, where you're observing from afar.
Well, there's like eight planets that sort of orbit Baby Sun, and they're all just like luxury tropical beach resorts
Yeah.
with Baby Sun in the sky,
I mean, how could you not be having a good time?
It's Baby Sun. Everybody loves to go to the Baby Sun galaxy, right? And so that should really give you a sense of where the world's at in
Yeah.
2874. What was my prompt again?
Why can't you stop the crying waterfall?
Okay, good. All right. So, and I know you mentioned another character previously. Would you say it was Dr. Frumbles? How did you say that?
Mr. Fumbles.
Mr. Fumbles. Ah, yes, classic Mr. Fumbles. So, as you know, because most of these listeners, they don't live in the world of 2874. They don't watch the Can You Get to Crying Mountain
Yeah,
on
it's
the.
hard to talk about
Yeah,
Mr.
I mean,
Fumbles.
it's the well, he's the exec. He lives
Yeah.
on. Well, he doesn't live on Shpiku Piku. He lives like on the moon next to it,
Yeah.
And this is really where I'm going to start zooming in on our last. How much time I got left?
5 minutes, 40 seconds.
In our last 5 minutes, on the protagonist for this saga, who is
Oh.
Why Can't You Stop Crying Mountain or
Why
Crying Waterfall? I don't know.
can't
Either way.
you stop the crying water?
Why can't you stop the crying waterfall?
Waterfall.
Okay. Our protagonist is a young man
Yeah.
who suddenly answers the door and sees Mr. Fumbles. He
No.
wrote in, he actually, he didn't, nobody writes anymore. It was like a Twitch video
Yeah.
message applying for, a
You gotta
role.
stream and then ask them to watch.
You get a stream and then see if they get back to you.
I'm
And
on
that was,
stream for my reply.
yeah, you got a stream and then they stream back. But this time,
Yeah.
Mr. Fumbles came in person. Do you know who he came to the door of,
Who did
Zorb?
he come to see, Gorb?
Lead veterinarian of the Fort Wentworth Animal Hospital, Yuppie Doobles O'Shamily.
Oh my God.
Yep. He's the man who specialized first as a doctor, but only for goats. He's also behind the brain behind hair transplants for dogs. So he was rolling in the dough.
All three. Wow,
Well,
Gorb.
I'm just getting prepped. Don't worry, we'll get there. And he was rolling in the dough for a minute. But
Yeah.
let me I'm not gonna re I'm not gonna explain for the listener because I don't think I have enough time left why the dogs need hair transplants. But maybe I will. I got enough time. In 2762,
Yeah.
Super mange was the thing. The dogs didn't die though. They just like all got alopecia.
Yeah.
Yeah,
They
so
lost their hair.
they did. It was bad. But
And, you know, let's be frank, dogs without fur are,
it's
they're a
disconcerting.
little
They
frightening.
look like a little xenomorph.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Which you don't want to feel like you're on Speaku Piku.
Anyway, So that was a problem for a while. The global dog population was in decline because nobody could figure out how to get the dogs to have their hair back until Yuppie Doobles O'Shamily invented a hair transplant for dogs,
A hair
which was
transplant
weird
method.
because he really only worked on goats, but he was just that smart. He made a shit ton of money, but the reason he's applying to be on Can You Get to Crying Mountain is because he went to Mars Casino and Resorts.
Oh
And
no.
he's
Did he
only got
lose all of
three
his hair
fingers now.
transplant
Yep.
money?
Oh, yeah. That's how it goes. You know, like you can have a good time at Mars Casino and Resorts if you like just like have a $100 limit. If not, they will bleed you dry.
Yeah.
You know, and in
You have
2874,
no self-control.
it is literally a planet of vampires. You know, they're metaphorical vampires because they'll suck all the money and happiness out of your life, but they're also literal vampires.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're in default, they'll just take a couple fingers or maybe use you as like a blood bag. I don't know what they do. It's weird out
Yeah.
there. You
Yeah.
just like don't leave the
You don't want to go
casino.
outside of the casino's
Exactly. Like
grounds.
when you go to Mars, it's nice, but you don't leave the resort. No, yeah, I mean that's like when you go to Shpiku Piku, you don't leave the moon. You go to Mars, you don't leave the resort. When you go to Baby Sun, oh my God, everything's amazing.
You can go wherever
You
you
can go wherever
want.
the fuck you want on Baby Sun. It's oh God, I wish I was on Baby Sun right now.
I
Anyway,
know.
time check.
2 minutes.
So Mr. Fumbles shows up
Yeah.
at the door of the now destitute doctor, veterinary doctor, Yuppie, God, what was his name?
Yuppie Doobles
Yuppie
Shamali.
Doobles O'Shamali. O'Shamali.
O'Shamali.
O'Shamali. Yeah, Yuppie O'Shamali, you know.
Yeah.
YDO, they call him for short.
Yeah.
And he answers the door and says, "Oh my God, Mr. Fumbles? Head executor of the Shpiku Piku channel? Runner of the Death Planet?" He says, "Yeah, that's me." And he says, "You're in."
It.
He said, "Oh my God, this is amazing." He got accepted to go on Can You Make It to Crying Mountain?
Yeah.
And so Mr. Fumbles, you know, because he doesn't want people to be, you know, things popping out of their chests and all that. Oh,
Yeah,
God,
that's a
no,
lot.
I mean, but that's why it makes for good TV. So,
Yeah.
you know, he's explaining the rest. He's like, "You sure you really want to do this? You know, like over 200 years, we only got three people when the giga shekels."
Yeah.
And time check.
1 minute.
Yuppie Doobles O'Shamily looks at
Yeah.
Mr. Fumbles dead in the eyes. Time check.
40 seconds.
And he says, "Mr. Fumbles,
Yeah.
you have no idea how much money I owe to these Martians."
They're coming for my body next.
That's what I'm saying. You don't wanna, you just don't leave the resort on Mars. He should have
No.
went to Baby Sun. And so that's where things were left.
That's like their biggest logo. Should have went to Baby Son.
That's Baby Sun's biggest logo. That's their like tourism ad that plays on the
Yeah.
holoscreen. Everybody should have went to Baby Sun. It's expensive though. It's like out of the way, you
It's
know?
worth
Alien planets closer.
it.
Like if you want to go to Tahiti, like it's a trek.
Oh, it's item rolling
It is
time, and
item rolling time.
I'm. I've got the grog rolls holy
Yep.
script pulled
We
up.
have 21 items too, so I'm gonna have to add a one to every roll.
Okay. What about number one? We'll figure it
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. All right, never mind.
out. It's fine.
All right.
If I roll the same number, then it's 21.
Yeah, it'll work. That's smart. Look at you. You know stuff.
Yeah.
Don't let me
I
don't
know
let your
stuff
lack of
now.
don't
I
let your
don't
le
know about the Portuguese, but I know about practical dice rolling.
useful stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Yeah.
let me stop
Thank you. I'm
blabbing.
going to tell myself that.
Here we go. Your first item.
Okay.
You got 14. What is that?
14 is holy cow, he's a pickle now. Wait, that's not right. It's a doctor, but for only goats.
Well, it's the same story, so I'm gonna give you a roll again on that one.
Yeah.
Because I already have that one. All right,
Hit
here we
me with
go.
the other one, Gorb.
Here we go. Your re-roll, you get a seven. What is seven?
Oh, seven is someone gets CPR.
There we go. Mark yourself
Okay.
down.
He hit me with that next one, Gorb.
Second item, here we go. We have a 12. What is that?
12 is Yuppie Doodles O'Shamily.
Well, that one I'm gonna do you want should I leave that in there? Because that's our main character, or should I give
We
you a
need another
reroll?
item. You gotta re-roll, and
I'm
I'm
gonna
gonna add
reroll.
Gorgon
Okay.
Zork.
All right. You got 12 again. It is Zorg and Gorg.
Okay.
So you've
Hit me
got
with another roll. I've got one item.
no, you have a you have
I have
two now.
two. Someone gets CPR and Gorgon Zorg. Okay.
Gorgon,
One
well,
last one.
last one, yes, here we go. Last item. Five. What is that?
Five is Lope Dingo Dorgan.
Love it. Okay.
Okay. Hit me with that timer, Gorb. I'm
Your
ready.
timer is ready. Pick off where we left off. Here we go.
Okay, so Mr. Fumbles shows up at the door of Yuppie Doobles, and Yuppie Doobles is just absolutely crestfallen because he's lost his entire dog hair plant life savings.
Yep.
Okay?
Martian gambling.
And Mr. Fumbles is like, you made it onto the show. He's like very like he's past it. He like has to tell the volunteers every year, but like he sees them all die horrific deaths, so he tries not to get too attached.
He doesn't want to get another job or anything, or.
Mr. Fumbles is part of like almost like a dynasty.
Oh,
Like the
okay.
Fumble family who have
Yeah.
owned the, Speako Pico planet for
Nah,
decades.
that's fair,
And
yeah.
they have a very specific patented technique for how they make sure the xenomorphs don't escape the planet.
What is the technique?
Are you familiar with the chocolatey drink Yoo-hoo?
Yes.
Great xenomorph deterrent.
Okay, so
Okay.
how does that work? Do they just put Yoo-hoo in orbit around the planet?
If they're even in like 200 yards of a Yoo-hoo, they will just die. They'll die immediately. Like not just like a regular die, but like they'll like shrivel up like a raisin.
Oh
Okay.
God. Okay. And so it's like slugs with salt over there. It's just
Yeah,
xenomorphs
exactly.
and users,
Xenomorphs,
yeah.
if you really didn't know, are just glorified slugs. Okay.
But they can handle salt. It's just Yoo-hoo that gets
It's
them.
just Yoo-hoos, and nobody really knows exactly what it is because they've tried like chocolate milk. That guy got eaten by a xenomorph, right?
Nah, classic.
So here's the thing.
Okay.
Basically, Mr. Fumbles is like, "Are you sure you want to do this? Okay, I have an appointment." He like looks at his wristwatch, and he's like, "I have an appointment," and he just like leaves, right?
Okay,
And
did
Yuppie Doobles is like, "I didn't even answer him."
yeah, so is he committed or is he going or
He's
not?
committed because not only does he owe a debt at the Mars Casino, but he owes a debt to the head vampire.
Oh God. What's the head vampire's name?
The head vampire is
Ooh.
Ubi Jonk.
Ubi Jong, okay.
Okay. And Ubi Jonk, he when you owe him money, if you don't get him his money within a year, like the standard vampire things, they would just like bite you, drink some of your blood, you
Yeah.
become a vampire, right? But
Oh, okay, yeah.
like Ubi Jonk, when you owe him money and it's been a year to the day,
Year to the day, yeah.
he finds you. He's going to
Anywhere,
find you.
anywhere,
Anywhere, anywhere.
anywhere, yeah.
And he doesn't just bite you. He swiggles inside of your brain, okay?
Oh God, how does he do that? What are the mechanics behind that? How do you?
So he all he has to do is like be in your vicinity, and
Oh,
when he
he.
swiggles inside of your brain, he basically like drains your brain of the ability to like differentiate between what's real and what's not,
Oh,
right?
so you just live in an internal hellscape.
So he like just he knows your brain because he's been in it, and then he just presents you with your worst possible nightmare forever, right? So that's not something Yuppie Doobles wants to experience.
How much money does he owe Ubi Jonk? Head vampire.
About 40,000 gigashekels.
He better win.
Okay. It's actually 40,001, but he's like, I can get the extra one somewhere. Okay.
A
So,
gigashekel is not a small amount of, it's not a small amount of money. I don't
oh
know where he's
no.
gonna get
You
the extra gigashekel.
you can go to Baby Sun like 5 times with like half that amount of
You can.
gigashekels.
Oh my God, you could go the best resort on Baby Sun with
Yeah.
like a 0.2 gigashekels.
A full river view of Baby Sun. Okay.
You come back, you just, it's perfect. All your fears have been wiped
Now,
away.
you basically like are reborn. I'm reminiscing at this point.
It's like Nirvana, but like only for a vacation time period.
Yeah, you only
Just
get it temporarily, but like you want to go back. It's that
oh my God.
simple.
Yeah. I mean, it's just it's as of now, there has been nothing, and this is Zorbingorp time. This is far in the future. There's been nothing better than Baby D Sun discovered ever.
The sun feels different. It
It
feels
just
better.
it it's just it's just
Feels
so
like
nice.
bathing in warm milk.
I don't think there's anything they could describe. It's the exact, it's even better. It's even, it doesn't even compare to how bad Shupiku is. Like baby,
Yes,
yeah. Anyway,
Spiku
we'd be reminiscing about Baby Sun all day.
Piku. If Spiku Piku was next to Baby Sun, Xenomorphs would be lovable Care
Oh
Bears.
my God, they'd be like puppies. It's
Yeah.
just
Not overdone slugs, but I
yeah.
digress.
And yes,
So,
anyway.
Yuppie Doobles, a couple weeks go by and it's his turn, right? A pod shows up, at
Veterinary
his
clinic.
door,
Yeah.
and they're trying something out, right? They're trying something new,
The network.
and they pick up Yuppie Doobles. And he actually is one of three competitors who are competing at the same time.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. All right.
And the other two are already in the pod.
Oh, okay. All
Okay.
right.
There's there's Grammy Yanks.
Grammy
Okay.
Yanks. Okay.
Grammy Yanks is like, I know that Yuppie Doobble or Mr. Fumbles or somebody was in their 150s, but
Yeah.
Grammy Yanks is like up there, right?
Okay.
She's like what a common earthling would think of as like an old person in their 80s.
Okay,
Okay.
yeah.
So
Is
Grammy
she,
Yanks is sitting in there,
what's she
but
look
she's
like?
cybernetically modified.
Oh,
Okay.
she's a
She's
cyber
basically like
Grammy.
the fucking Terminator.
It's like half
Okay.
RoboCop, half Meemaw is what it's
Yeah,
getting.
Grammy
Yeah.
Yanks like pulls up her like way oversized plastic rimmed red sunglasses
Her
and
Ray-Bans?
winks at Yuppie Doogles and goes, "Hey, babe."
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
And
Grammy
then Yuppie
Yanks.
Doogles is like, "Oh, okay. I'm gonna go not sit here."
I mean, and so for what it's worth, for the at his age of 156, Yuppie Doobles is really just like, correct me if I'm wrong, middling out of shape 40-year-old veterinarian with
Yeah,
severe gas, right?
he's just like he's at a professional age,
Yeah,
right?
and at a
He's
low in his
a
life.
working man,
He's a
and
working man.
he really topped out at that one time that he got to go to Baby Sun 3 times in a row after
Oh,
inventing the hair
God.
transplants for dogs.
Yeah,
Okay.
no, that's fair.
Now
He's.
Grammy Yanks is sitting across from Lila Gankers,
Lila
okay?
Gankers, okay.
And Lila Gankers, this is a crazy coincidence.
What is the
Okay.
coincidence?
Because Yuppie Doobles invented hair transplants for dogs, but before that, he was a doctor for goats. Okay.
Oh.
Lila Gankers taught him everything he knows about goat doctors. If you
Oh.
didn't know this, any type of like animal that you can have that is like domesticated, other than dogs, it's just goats. Cows, gone. Pigs, gone. Chickens,
Okay.
gone. So
Yeah.
goats are extremely important, right? Because family has to, fa family, which is everyone at Earth is just refers to themselves as family. Okay. It's much better since the herbal mink.
Okay. All
Okay.
right. Yeah. No, I know what you're saying. More of that Azerbaijan going on.
So Grammy Yanks immediately just like winks and then like falls asleep on the windowsill of the pod. Lila Gankers goes, "Oh my God, it's you." Now, Yuppie Doobles hates Lila Gankers, okay?
Oh,
Because
okay.
she stole all of his research from when he was getting his goat doctorate, okay? So they have beef. So basically, Yuppie Doobles just decides to actually go sit next to Grammy Yanks.
So just to clarify here, what so we know Yuppie Doobles owes a ton of money to the Martian mob. Why are Grammy Yanks and Lila Gankers sacrificing their lives for 40 gigashekels on network
Well,
television?
we don't know about Grammy Yanks yet because she's sleeping. But Lila
Okay.
Gankers is like a talker, right?
Okay, what's Lila saying?
You don't have to even be talking to her. She will not stop,
She
right?
talks at you, not with you.
Exactly. So Lila Gankers is like, "Oh my God, I got caught for like stealing, just some type of information that then I sold to the family on Earth, and the Martians didn't like that. Now I have someone named Ubi Jonk trying to get to me." And then that triggers Yuppie Doobles, right? He's
Little
like,
bit of heart to
did you
heart
just
going
say
on.
Ubi Jonk? Okay. Time check.
Time check, you got 4 minutes and 43 seconds left.
Okay.
Also, I would be remiss to, well, I guess you have your final episode to include your three things too. You're good. Go.
Yeah, don't you worry, Gorb. Okay. So they arrive on the pod does not stop at Spico Pico's moon. It
Oh, it's
lands,
straight to the
it
planet.
brings you right in. But here's the thing. They give you one drop of Yoo-hoo when you land on the planet.
But so,
Okay?
okay, all right.
So basically, once that evaporates, you're fucked. But like you can kind of exist for a while until like you're like one vial a drop of Yoo-hoo's like, goes away.
I mean,
So
it's
the
only
pod.
500 miles as the crow flies to
Exactly. So they're
Korea.
like, if we really gun it, we can make it, right? Lila Gankers and Yuppie Doobles and Grammy Yanks, they're chummy enough now to have some sort of, semblance of teamwork.
That's fair.
Okay, Grammy Yanks leading the pack by like a
I was
mile.
about to say she has cybernetic implants.
She
Does
has
anybody
upgrades.
else?
Okay? But all of a sudden, Yuppie Doobble and Lila Gankers catch up to her and she's lying on the ground.
Oh.
She had a heart attack. Okay?
Oh, is she dead or is she?
Well, here's the thing. Luckily, Lila Gankers and Yuppie Doobble are both goat doctors, so they immediately start performing CPR,
They're
okay?
certified.
They're certified in goat CPR, which is close enough.
It's yeah, I mean the, you know, if you can forget
Okay?
about yeah,
And
good enough.
no xenomorphs have like approached them yet, so they're like doing okay.
Are they scavenging the Yoo-hoo from her body?
Well,
That's what.
she was holding the drop, and they were like trying to keep up with her as best they could because they get out of like 200 yards. The xenomorphs, they can kind of tell, like they're very smart, so they're like at the edge of where the Yoo-hoo boundary is,
Oh
just like
wow. All right.
watching
So they're
them.
already like a pack of hungry wolves
Oh yeah, oh yeah,
surrounding the group.
they're already waiting for their opportunity, right? Okay. Now, here's the thing. You also, when you play Try and Stop Crying Mountain, when you play that game show, why it's called that is because the mountain that is in the middle is just an eternal eruption. How do I explain this?
It makes a screeching noise,
No,
maybe?
well, an eternal eruption of what helps the alien eggs hatch. Okay. The planet is the father of the aliens. Okay. So, but here's the thing, you can stop it if you just get close enough to touch it and it stops for like 10 days. So
And that's
that's
when you
why
can
they
get your pod back to the moon,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. You get the pod that is next to the mountain, and then you can go back to the moon and survive.
And get your 40
Get your
gigashekels.
40,000 gigashekels. Okay? Time check.
Time check. You got 1 minute and 18 seconds left.
So the mountain is a giant pollinator. Okay? So basically, they are They're like 500 there. It's like 500 miles. Luckily, their Yoo-hoo has like held out for a while. They've camped overnight. It's been like at a couple weeks at this point.
How much ground have they covered?
They've covered 200 miles.
Okay, all right.
Okay. You get three lifelines. Okay. The Yoo-hoo counts as one. So you're down to two lifelines right off the
Oh,
bat. They
you just,
decided to
okay,
use
yeah,
their Yoo-hoo
all
from
right.
the beginning, which is what everyone does. The first few contestants didn't do that and they just died immediately. So, like, you
Okay,
learn
yeah.
that one fast.
Do they
Okay.
have three lifelines together as three individuals, or does
As
each
a
person
team,
have as a
total.
team? Okay.
Right.
30
And
seconds left, by the way.
they elupted, Yuppie Doobl, which elupted means that elected, but it's like he's the guy who they rely on.
Oh, so he calls out the lifelines
Yeah, and
for
the
the
other two
mothership.
lifelines are Colin, Lope, Dingo, Dorgan, and weapons. Those are the other two lifelines.
Okay, 10 seconds left.
And then they see the xenomorphs. And the Yoo-hoo starts to evaporate.
All right, kick me off with my 15 minutes.
Alrighty, I had that timer ready the whole time. I
Here
didn't,
we
like,
go. Let me know when
not
I'm
have
good.
the timer, but sometimes if you have the timer, it's ready.
Okay, so Yuppie Doobles looks at Lila Ganks. Would Gankers? Ganks? Man, doesn't
Yeah,
matter.
Lila Gankers, you got it.
Lila. He's
It's
looking at
Grammy
Lila.
Yanks and Lila Ganker.
Yep, yeah, anyway. Yuppie Doobles is looking at Lila Ganks. Now, you get the Yoo-hoo, they don't give you a lot of food. So you're also tempted to drink that. I mean, it's been like a couple weeks. You got really two
What have they been
options.
surviving on?
Well, you have really two options. There's the Yoo-hoo, but you don't want to drink that
Yeah.
because aliens. And then there's like a small lichen-like moss that's like safe to eat.
Yeah.
You can eat that. So
Some
luckily,
grubby moss.
Lila Gankers is a mother of three, and she's prepared. She brought a lot of oatmeal bars.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, she. Yeah, they've been mostly surviving on oatmeal bars.
She might be stealing research, but she's a great mom.
She is a great mom. Oh my God, her kids love her. And so luckily, and because Cyber Granny, Gr Grammy, was,
Grammy Yanks.
Grammy Yanks, because Grammy Yanks had that terrible coronary. She didn't, the CPR, they tried, but she didn't make it to mile marker 200.
Have they been cannibalizing Grammy Yanks?
No, but Grammy Yanks from current Earth, 2026 time, it's like an 80-year-old woman,
Yeah.
metaphorically, right? She had a lot of strawberry suckers on her, a lot of hard candy.
Oh,
So you eat the
where
you
there's
eat
originals.
You eat the oh yeah, I mean, but not no, not Werther's Originals, just that sort of unlabeled strawberry shaped one.
Yeah.
You know, that one. That's all they make in 2874 in terms of hard candy. So she had a lot of those. So, they've been eating oatmeal bars, strawberry suckers, and then
So did
10
they
minutes
just leave
ago.
Grammy Yank's body
Oh yeah,
and
no, they
her
left her
did they
corpse.
steal her cybernetic?
They haven't added they're goat doctors. They don't know how to work
Yeah.
that. They couldn't
Clearly goat
repurpose that if they
CPR
wanted to.
didn't work very
Yeah,
well.
no. Well, it's probably because she had more of a robo heart, but anyway.
Yeah. Did we ever find out why Grammy Yanks was wanted the Giga Shekels?
She did mention in passing, sort of on their first day, really, before she had the heart attack, she just loves the thrill of the hunt.
Ah,
No
as it
further
were.
elaboration on what she meant. So they tried CPR. They couldn't revive her. Long
Where are they
story
now? Just to
short,
hole up in a cave or something?
what'd you say?
Where are they now? Just holed up
Well,
in a
so they're about,
cave?
you mentioned they're about 200 miles in, right?
Yeah.
About maybe like 75 miles back. Granny Yanks had the heart attack. This goat CPR didn't seem to be working. So they were like, we just got a book. There's xenomorphs all around. And I saw
Yeah.
Granny sipping some Yoo-hoo 2 nights ago. So
Yeah.
we gotta go. We're running low. And so they're like stressed. They think she's dead. They leave her, right?
Yeah.
So they're about 200 miles in now. The Yoo-hoo is gone. It's evaporated. It's a very dry planet. It's
Yeah.
evaporated. Anytime you open the cap, it's just. Anyway, the
It's a
xenomorphs are
wrist.
surrounding. And Yuppie Doobles looks at Lila Gankers. He says, we gotta use the lifeline. I'm using the lifeline.
He
says, okay, use it. Call in, excuse me, Lope Dingo Dorgan, Bounty Hunter Deluxe. And Yuppie Doobles looks up to the heavens because, they got drones all around for the camera footage. He says, I'm using my lifeline. I'm calling in Yuppie,
You're
excuse me,
Lope Dingo Dorgan.
Lopey Dingo Dorgan. I'm calling in Lope Dingo Dorgan. And then the xenomorphs keep approaching it. And then 2 seconds later, there's this, you can picture really this sort of dry, cracked, freshly volcanic, Iceland-like landscape with occasional patches of lichen growing around. And so in
It's very
the
Arctic feeling.
very art, well, I mean, it's hot. Yeah, Arctic, but what if it was
It's
hot?
just barren.
It's just bad. And so in the middle of this badness, this rock shelf almost directly above below them, and this is like 2 seconds after he looked at the drones, opens up, and then rising up out of a platform is a man.
Yeah.
That man is
Can
Lope
you
Dingo
describe this
Dorgan.
man to me?
For Lope Dingo? Yeah. I mean, honestly, he's a bit of a shock for them. You don't really get a good front facial view of Lope Dingo from the TV show, right? Because
Yeah.
he's so good. He moves so fast,
Yeah. He's like
right?
the Flash.
He can kill xenomorphs like it's nothing. And so what Lope Dingo looks like is he's honestly quite unassuming. He's a little
Yeah.
short. He's probably
Yeah.
about 5'4". He's quite short, and he's got just sort of like an average build. He's just a guy. Honestly,
Yeah.
he just looks like a youth pastor from Arizona. Like it's just he's quite unassuming.
Yeah.
And so that really throws Yuppie Doobles and Lila Ganker off guard. They say, "Are you
Yeah.
Lope Dingo Dorgan, Bounty Hunter Deluxe?" And he says, "Yes." And they say, "Okay, we're gonna die. Can you help us?" He says, "Yes." And they say, "Oh, okay, you gonna do it now?" And by the time they finish that sentence,
Yeah.
they look back around. It's just xenomorph corpses all
Oh
over the
my God,
ground.
as far as the eye can
Literally like
see.
a straight mile distance before the horizon blends into the haze. It's just straight acid blood spilling left and right. And the second they turn their eyes back to where he rose up out of the ground on a pedestal, he said, "Very good. Yes." And then he just descended back into the earth.
Very good.
That's Lope Dingo Dorgan.
Yep.
He's so
He's the best.
he's too good. He's too good.
Yep.
So they're like, "What the fuck was that?" Well, we don't really have time to analyze that. Let's keep looking,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah, they're like,
And
time
so
to
they keep
bring
moving.
back the pace.
Yeah, I mean, well, so it's rough, right? And so now we're probably at mile marker. They've gotten a bit of a break, but they're out of Yoo-hoo, and they're only at 250 miles. They're only halfway to Crying Mountain.
Yeah.
Time check.
8 minutes.
8 minutes. Okay. So, Lila Gankers and Yuppie Doodles are 250 miles. They're out of Yoo-hoo, and they're running out of food now, too.
Yeah,
Right?
all out of strawberry candies.
So they're making camp in some godforsaken Grendel cliffscape in the
Yeah.
moors. Steam coming out of the ground. It's just not nice.
It's
It's no
not a
baby
good
sun.
time.
It's like the exact opposite of baby sun. Like just a fucking damp hellscape. Now,
Yeah.
anyway, they're making camp.
Yeah.
And Lila Gankers is like, "Can you pass me one of the strawberry candies?" And he says, Yuppie Doobles says, "What strawberry candies?"
Oh
She says, "What do you mean, what strawberry candies? The strawberry candies we looted off Grandma Ranks. What was Grandma Ganks?
Granny
Cyber Granny's
Yanks,
corpse."
Cyber Granny.
Cyber Granny. Yep. And Yuppie Doobles says, "So about that." Now I'm gonna gloss over this really what feels more like a domestic dispute at this point, because
Yeah.
they've been living together for going on almost a month at this point.
Yeah.
Yuppie Doobles got a little hungry and had more than a handful of
Yuppie.
strawberry sour cream.
Not
Not good.
good.
Yeah, even the xenomorphs, like in the background outside of the cave, they heard the screams and they were like, well, we'll let them sort this out on their own. We'll kill them after. They're
Yeah.
that bad. Lila Gangs, I mean, she's got, you know, she did steal that research. She's hard. She's hardcore.
Yeah.
Great
Yeah.
mom, though. She's a great
Yeah,
mom.
she's a great mom,
She's a
but
great mom.
questionable Machiavellian decisions.
I mean, well, I'm just saying, you know, that's what you get for eating all the strawberry suckers. Anyway.
Yeah.
About an hour and a half goes late by. Lila's done. She's
Yeah.
like, fuck this. You try and win those giga shekels on your own. I'm
She
making my
about to
way down the
just
mountain.
step out and attract xenomorphs or
She's
something?
like, there's no real reason to stay. There's no more Yoo-hoo at all. They're really just toying with us that they haven't killed us now,
Yeah.
right? And he said, well, you need to stay with me because I have the lifeline. I can call for weapons, right?
Yeah.
And she says, weapons? What kind of weapons are they going to give you? It says no Yoo-hoo. What other weapon would do anything?
Real.
No. And he says, you know what? Well, screw you too, Lila. Have fun
Yeah.
out there trying to get to Crying Mountain. I'm going to stay right here and win my giga shekels.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Lila, yeah, exactly that. Lila walks off into the
Yeah.
night, which surprisingly, this is not, they really kind of hide this, they edit this out from the footage. Very smart move. I mean, it's hard to tell night from day because this planet is such a shithole, but the xenomorphs, they do sleep.
Yeah.
And they do sleep during the night. So Lila got a good 20 miles by foot and
Oh.
even came to the edge
She's
of.
hustling so she can get the giga shekels herself.
Well, she just made a smart choice. She didn't know that they didn't come out
Okay.
at night. They've been sleeping in whatever little hellscape they've found at night.
Oh yeah. They're
So
also a
she
little
made
scared of Lope Dingo
well, yeah, no, and so she made her way to the river. There's a little baby river full of sulfurous fume water.
Dorkin.
That's kind of what they've been drinking. That's why he ate the suckers, because he was so hungry.
It's a little like salt water.
It's not good for you in the long run, but that's fine. You're gonna get 40 giga shekels.
Yeah.
Now, Lila makes it to the river. She covers a decent amount of ground during the night after the fight. Yuppie Doobles wakes up in the cave, alone, feeling
Ah,
kind of
shit.
guilty,
Yeah.
little nauseous. He ate too much sulfur water and strawberry suckers. And he's like, oh my God, I gotta say I'm sorry.
He's having
So
some anxiety from
he's
the
having some
sulfur
hangs, like
water.
he feels bad, because let's be real,
He didn't
although
make
she
that
was
decision
very,
completely cognizantly.
yeah, I mean, it's although she was very angry, I mean,
He was
he
thinking
didn't,
about the research.
yeah, well, n yeah, no, he was, he shouldn't have eaten the strawberry candies. Now, so he goes off in search for Lila, right? Time check.
3 minutes. Does he
So
find her?
he's moving. He finds a trail, right?
Okay, like footprints.
Yeah, footprints, you know, little crumbs from the oatmeal cakes, you know, how it goes. They're like the Nature Valley kind. They still make those. It's
Yeah,
just,
you can't not leave a trail with that.
it's an involuntary Hansel and Gretel. Everybody's Hansel and Gretel-ing themselves with that one. Anyway, but he left during the day. And
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really knew. They hadn't tested the theory. They've been sleeping at night. Lila got to the river 80 miles ahead because she left at night where the
Yeah.
xenomorphs were snoozing themselves. Yuppie
Are they
Doobles.
out now then?
Oh yeah.
Oh
He
boy.
turns around and it's just
Hordes of
swarmed,
xenomorphs.
hordes of xenomorphs. And Yuppie Doobles panics.
Oh
And
no.
he feels like an asshole already, for what it's worth, because he ate half their food supply without sharing any, you know.
Yeah.
And to be fair, it wasn't even his. They stole that off Cyber Granny's corpse, right?
Yeah.
And now he's panicking. And Yuppie Doobles looks at the sky and screams, weapon.
Yeah.
You want to know what happened next, Zorb?
What happened next, Gorb?
He was standing near something like a rock platform. Amidst
Love.
this sort of
Mr.
gray,
Fumbles loves his rock
well, it's just the
platforms.
whole planet. It's just rocks and like lichens and
That's
xenomorphs, and it's all like dark.
terrible.
It's not nice. But anyway, this rock nearest to him seems to pull open at the sides, as almost if the whole planet is a stage. Rising up out of the platform is Lope Dingo Dorgan. And he says, Yuppie Doodle says, are you the weapon? And he says, yes. And he says, okay, I guess do your
We're double
thing.
dipping.
Do your thing, I guess, Lope. And he just, before he can even finish the sentence, they're just all dead.
Oh
Just
my
the field,
God.
scores of xenomorphs dead.
Yeah.
And Lope Dingo Dorgan stands back on the platform and says, very good, yes. And just goes back down into the earth. All right, time check.
Five seconds.
So all the lifelines are gone, but he
Yeah.
eventually makes his way down to the river that smells like shit,
Yeah.
where Lilac
That
Anchors is.
might as well literally
Time check.
40 seconds.
At the river, though, there's someone else there besides Lilac Anchors. Someone with a cybernetic machete to Lilac Anchors' throat. And it's Grammy Yanks.
My
She looks
God.
dead on at Yuppie Doobles and says, you thought I was dead, didn't you, bitch? You're a goat doctor. You don't know how to handle a real heart attack. And that's where
Got
you're gonna pick up on there.
him. Right, Gorb. Hit me. I'm
Right,
ready.
you're ready. Run it. Don't forget, you got two items to use.
Oh, don't you worry, Gorb. I have all my things ready.
Okay, finish it up.
Okay, so a cyber granny, aka Grammy Yanks, is holding her cyber machete to Lila Ganker's throat, right? And she starts to like hysterically cry,
Oh.
like Grammy Yanks does.
Like crazy cry or like emotional cry?
Like crazy cry.
Okay.
Because she starts to talk about all the strawberry candies she packed and how
Okay.
she's been starving for weeks, eating just lichen. Spiku piku lichen, and it's driven her mad. Okay? She raises her machete, and Yuppie Doodles is like, I have nothing. There's nothing I could do here, right?
He won't admit that he was the one who ate the strawberry cider.
His lips are sealed.
I can't.
Okay.
Oh,
He
God.
raises the machete when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a very handsome, long black-haired fanged man poofs right in front of Grammy Yanks.
Ooh,
Okay?
is
Who
it
do you
Ube
think it
Junk?
is?
Ube Junk.
Ubi Junk. Okay? He looks at Grammy Yanks, immediately schwarbles her.
Oh God, not the Schwarble.
Okay? She like zooms up into the sky and like splits into atoms to go off to her like forever hellscape in her brain. Okay?
God.
Then Lila Gankers and Yuppie Doobles look at Ubi Junk. And he's like, hate to tell you this, but your time is up. And Lila's like, what? I mean, like, Grammy Yanks was just about to kill her, but she's like, what? What did she do to you? Why
I
did
mean
she
that,
have to get
yeah, that's
schlonked?
fair. Yeah.
And he goes, oh, me and Grammy go way back.
They would.
Okay. And he's like, basically, that was long overdue. I gave her too many chances. And Yuppie Doodle goes, chances? How many chances? And he goes, one chance. Oh, Jesus Christ. And he's like, I heard that sometimes you'd give one extra chance. Would you give me and Lila one chance so we can get your giga shekels? And he goes, well. You got one day. Disappears. Okay.
Okay.
Keep in mind, they're still about 20, 30 miles out from Crying Mountain. Okay.
Okay, yeah. So they still got some ground to cover.
Here's what they decide to do. Lila Gankers takes, this time they're smart, They take all the cybernetic gear off of Granny Yanks because actually it wasn't even her body wasn't there anymore. She was getting schmocked. Okay.
So it's just free gear floating
It's
around
just
in
like those like cyber legs, and she attaches, and they put one on Yuppie Doodle's left leg and one on Lilac Anchor's right leg. And they're basically like a mega speed jumping 30 yards at a time potato sack race. Okay. So
Flash mob.
they are just launching across like the absolute terribleness that is Vico Pico the plant. Okay.
Almost moving as fast as Lope Dingo Dorgan.
Almost. I
Oh, I mean,
mean,
nobody moves that fast.
yeah,
Anyway.
there's infinity between zero and one. Okay.
Okay.
As soon as that happens, Hunger Games S screen appears on the overarching planet skyline, and
Yeah, just the atmosphere. Yeah.
Mr. Fumbles is there, almost like a Zoom call,
Yeah,
and he
that's fair.
goes, like they're just hopping potato sack racing their best. And he calls, there was interference. So
What does
for
that mean?
that, you must be punished. And that's what Lila says. What does that mean? And then Yuppie Doobles is like, he must be talking about Ubi Junk. Okay.
What does the punish mean?
Well, that's when they hear, right?
Sorry.
They look behind them. There is a xenomorph the size of the sky, okay? It's
God.
like the final boss from Stranger Things. Okay. Thing is
Okay.
just stampeding full speed towards them.
What are they
Okay.
gonna do? How are they gonna
Well,
get out of
Lila
there?
Gankers was smart enough to grab the cyber machete, right? So she turns behind her and throws it like a boomerang. Okay? The xenomorph eats it. Okay?
Yep.
Like it's nothing.
If only they had some Yoo-hoo.
Well, here's the thing. As soon as that happens, Yuppie Doobel goes, if only we had some Yoo-hoo. And Lila Gankers looks at him and she goes, I have something to admit.
Oh, that bitch.
Okay.
I don't feel so bothered about this
She stole the
strawberry.
research. We should have seen this coming, Gorb. She drank like half the Yoo-hoo.
Oh, God.
Okay, but she did it the same night, the night prior to this day, as when Yuppie Doobles ate all the strawberry candy. Okay,
Yep.
they both all woke up at different waking hours of the night. Okay, she looks at this like Gigatron-sized xenomorph, and basically she like makes herself puke up the Yoo-hoo. Immediately, the giant xenomorph evaporates into like a legitimate like puddle.
Yeah,
Okay,
no, they don't like Yoo-hoo.
disappeared. Not only that, but there was a horde of like tens of thousands of them just climbing across the back like evil
Yeah,
spider monkeys
that's how they
across the
do
mother xenomorph.
it.
Okay,
Yeah, it's just not a
all
good.
immediately melt. Thank God for Yoo-hoo, right?
No, it's not a
Okay,
good planet. The
it
moon's
almost
nice,
felt
though.
for a second. Yuppie Doobel was looking up at like the sun, and for a second it was like he was on Baby Sun. For
What
a
a relief.
brief, like cherished moment, and then it hit him where he was again. But they got up to Crying Mountain, okay?
Is there a waterfall in the mountain?
There most certainly is.
Oh.
Okay. But the waterfall is basically the pollinator for the aliens, right? They just call the volcanic eruption the waterfall because it goes up and falls down, right?
That makes
It's
sense,
basically
yeah.
like it sounds gross, but it's basically like dandelion dust.
Yeah,
Okay?
I mean, so I guess for them, since they breathe some in, I imagine when they're here, if they escape, will they have the chest poppers sort of
No,
syndrome? Is there.
but funny that you mentioned chest poppers, Scorb.
Okay, yeah.
Because around the base of Crying Mountain, that's where the eggs have been pollinated, right?
So you got to get around that.
All of the face huggers start to like stir, right? They stopped their beanbag racing because they're at the base of the mountain.
Yeah,
Time
yeah.
check.
6 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay. So at this point, they decide that they're gonna take Granny Yank's metal equipment and they're gonna try and turn it into basically like a shield, right? So they basically clump it all together and they click a button and it was expensive cyber equipment. So it just turns into basically like a laser shield, okay? And
Well,
they're
Granny
inside
Yanks
of
came prepared.
yeah. Grammy Yanks just loves the sport.
She's here for the thrill of the hunt.
Yeah,
Anyway.
exactly.
And she's so old, she was a winner one of the previous times. Anyway, I'm
Yeah, she's one of
distracting.
the three previous winners. She just missed the glory, you know?
The feeling of the chase. Anyway, continue.
So, as soon as they do this, though, they didn't really think all the way ahead because then they lost their mobility and they're still like 2 or 3 miles out from where they need to whisper the word, quote unquote, right? When they get to the right place, there's a like a hole in the bottom of the mountain, and if you shout into it, then it stops pollinating all the different facehuggers and aliens and xenomorphs. So they had their shield, right? And Lila Gankers steals the shield out of Yuppie Doobles' hand and sprints forward,
God,
okay?
stealing research, stealing shields. She's a
We
great
should
mom,
have
but
seen this
like,
coming.
yeah, you really should have.
But right when that happens, there is a gigantic explosion, or what seems like the aftershock of one. Mr. Fumbles appears on the screen in the sky, and he goes, it's like glitching. And he collapses from a table and he's like, game over. And he like that's all that we see.
That
Okay.
oh, what could she? Because she almost made it. Is it an
Just then,
unwinnable game?
it's worse.
Oh God, 3 minutes, 50 seconds left.
The Gorgon Zorg Empire had taken over the game. This had been a big fear for a while.
The evil
Because
podcast hosts were gaining audience members.
we as Zorbengorb, we acquiesce to the Grog gods, but Gorg and Zorg are like the opposite of baby son. Okay.
The antithesis of all that is good.
And when I say Gorg and Zorg, it's one being, okay? They're like a collective consciousness.
The hive mind situation.
Gorg and Zorg, the serpent demon lord himself, appears on the screen and he goes, it's time that we actually took it over. And Yuppie Doobles is like, oh, I'm not gonna get my Giga Schmeckles now.
He
Just
said, "I'll never
then,
go to baby son again."
yeah, which is honestly the worst hurt. Getting schmoobed by Ubi Junk would be almost as bad as not going to baby son again. Just then, Lila Gankers is like squirming on the ground because a face hugger got to her. Okay.
Has
He
she got
grabs the
any
shield out of
Yumi
her hand and
left in her stomach?
he basically is like, this is for my goat Orion backwards milking research. And he just pushes her into a field of face huggers, right?
Oh God,
At
okay.
this point, he knows if he stops crying mountain, then at least he'll be able to, like maybe go somewhere that he can survive. He's not even sure the pod's still there. Who knows what's happening, right? Because Gorgonzord, the serpent overlord, has taken over the planet.
Does he
They
want to take over the show, or is he
they
going to try and
probably
take the
want to
planet?
release the xenomorphs into the universe.
Yeah, classic
They just want
Gorgonzord.
destruction. They don't want anything. Okay.
Okay, 1 minute
So
and 50 seconds left.
he's running into it. He gets to the hole and he shouts the magic word. Do you know what the magic word is?
No, what is it, Zorb?
It's Yoo-hoo. Okay. He
Did they
shouts
tell them?
Yoo-hoo into the void. All of the beings on the planet freeze. Okay.
Oh.
But here's the thing. Yuppie Doobles might have had his debt for movie junk, but he knows he's Goose now, and
Yeah.
he would rather die than get schmecked. Okay.
Understandably.
So basically, he jumps into the hole. Okay.
Okay.
Time check.
1 minute left. He jumped into the mouth of the volcano.
He jumps into the hole and he falls and falls and falls until
Wow.
he starts getting hotter and hotter and hotter. He
50
must be
seconds left.
moving towards the planet's core. He never hits bottom, but then he has an idea.
What's the
At the
idea?
top of his lungs, he looks towards the core and free dives into it while shouting, "You!" at the top of his lungs, and the planet explodes, saving the universe from all of those Gorgonzord xenomorphs. Wow!
Wow, he did it.
What an accomplishment, you
What
know what
a
I mean?
righteous, former goat doctor, hair transplant extraordinaire, just a good soul.
And you know what? He took a final trip to Baby Sun
Yeah.
in our hearts.
In our hearts. Oh, God. Baby son.